Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
You asked, they answered. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Each month, we invite Bible professors from University of Northwestern into the studio and open the phone lines for questions on the Bible, faith, and the church. This month, we welcomed back Professors Brad Sickler and Ed Glennie to field your questions alongside guest host Joe Rathmanner.
Brad, you just had a breakout chapel on Monday, which is like a extended session describing some of your recent work. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I only have one doctorate, but and I have no intentions of getting another one. But I studied physics as an undergrad. My bachelor's degree is in physics. And when I was a physics student, I wasn't terribly good at the math. I could do it. It was tolerable. But I was really interested. I look now in retrospect and I understand this. I was really interested in some of the philosophical issues that get raised, especially in modern physics. For example, things like quantum mechanical tunneling. In a case of tunneling, which we all make use of in a lot of our electronic devices, there are these little things called tunneling diodes. And they depend on this phenomenon. And in tunneling, for example, you'll have an electron, and it doesn't have enough energy to clear a barrier. But sometimes it clears it anyway. These are the things that I guess I'm pretty easily amused. But you can take a pen and just drop it. And why is it falling? You know, why doesn't it just float there? What's happening? I don't see any strings. There's no connections to pull that thing down. And all these causal relationships at their deepest, most fundamental level are just really weird. There's no particular reason why there should be anything rather than nothing, but there is, and so we can wonder about how that came about. And one of the premises in a cosmological argument is that nothing happens without a cause. So I spent some time thinking about that claim and what it even means to be a cause, and got exposed to some philosophers and theologians who had thought about these sorts of things. And then went on in my PhD program to maintain an interest in causation. Because I started to see that it was really central to lots of other things that I was interested in, like, you know, the cosmological argument or the design argument for God's existence.
A lot of why questions.
Part of it is my growing view or understanding of or appreciation of God's absolute sovereignty moment by moment. You know, sometimes we operate with this view in mind that once upon a time, however long ago, God kind of said, kablooey, and then there was all this stuff, and every once in a while he sticks his finger in and mucks with things a bit and performs a miracle. But really, that's a really watery view of God's causal relationship with the world, and it doesn't come anywhere near capturing the biblical picture that moment by moment, all things are sustained by God and held together in Christ, and just what that looks like to have a really robust view of causation where God is the ground of all of these relationships and is the one that sustains them and brings them about.